Okay, so we're not pay hay on base on top. So why the most question was, according to the Rav, why did he have to learn that you filled all four sides, the tie perimeters, all four sides? Learning you did only half, and then the next patch next to it, you did the other half. So therefore, you can have a number of patches next to each other. So we answered that he's Mesek Zeta, that we are worried that maybe you might fill the entire corner and people don't understand the nuances. Okay, so therefore, we decided not to allow it at all. Says the Gemara. So I understand we have a din called a roish ter yedek. It's like a triangle. If you have a big pile of land, you have a field or something, and the end of the field is like a triangle that narrows, then it can be right next to another, you know, thing growing, and doesn't bother us because it's clear that's not part, it's not client, it's not mixing together, because it's clear that you can see the way it formed, that in shape, that it's part of the other field, nothing to do with the other, than the seeds that's right next to it. So why can't we learn that this should be like a reish toyedek, and we learn that it's all right. In other words, why should it be a problem having bechlal, a shura next to another shura? Isn't it clear, obvious, they're not connected, they have nothing to do with each other? Says the Gemara, v'lo yehei reish toyedek, let it be treated like a toyedek, like that triangle that we have at the end. So in other words, even if you filled all the perimeters and then you planted the seed in the middle, and then you have another patch next to it, and so on and so forth, it should be no different in the case of a triangle, where it's clear and evident that they're not part of each other. So therefore, why should it be a problem? The yonik, we learned last time, and actually already said, that if the problem is unique, but above the ground, they don't look like they're mixing or mingling, it's not a problem. So every patch looks different, every furrow looks different than the other one. Says the Gemara, didn't we learn Hayroish Ter Yedek? Nichnas L'Teich, you have one field, and the very end of it, like it's shaped like a triangle, like a picture in Ashida, and it enters, encroaches into another field. Mutad, it's not a problem of Klayim. If nation needed, it's quite obvious that Seif Sada, that's the end of another field, and it's not part of this other this neighboring field. Says the Gemara, Ein Roish Ter Baruga, when it comes to Aruga, because this Heter of a Roish Toy does not work on the Aruga. It's such a small patch, 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. It's not choshev enough, not distinct enough to say that it's totally unrelated to the next patch. Because each one is so small, this Heter wouldn't work. It only works on a field, a large field that goes into another field. But not when you have two Aruga, even Aruga to a field, which it's obvious not part of the field. But you have two Arugas next to each other, they look so similar. Even though it's a different seed, it does not have this din of Roish Toy Yerek. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Havid disagrees. He learns that our Mishnah is talking about Aruga Beinu Aruga Sheninu. He learns that our Mishnah is talking about that's not an isolation, exactly like that picture. You can have another 8 patches all around. Another 8 all around. It says, Gemara Vakamis Arve Bahadadi. How can you write another Gemara thought that he fills up the entire perimeter? Isn't that a problem of Kalayim? They're within 2 Tvachim of the neighboring patch? So we answer, he builds it the way we asked before. He doesn't fill the entire perimeter, only has 2.5 tvachim, and then the neighboring patch has the top 2.5 tvachim, and there's a tefachim between that's north to south, that's follow, and then you have 2 tvachim in between, these are 3 tvachim. Omar Ulula said, okay, so I'm a chlekes v'av and shmo. Said Ulula, boyu v'marov, they asked the question. What about Hifkiya Telem Echad Alpne Kulamau? In our Mishnah, we're talking about you have a seed right in the epicenter, and therefore 3 tefachim from all the perimeters. What about if you made a row that is 1 tefach wide from north all the way to south, covers the entire length? What is the din in this case? Is it all right or not? What's the shaila? So Gemara explains. do we say, okay, here, let's go to Gemara. So Gemara, what's the shaila? Omer Rav Sheish is ba irvu v'bitlas ashura. He comes along and says he's not allowed to do that because the fact that it's a tefach wide, it as if it so now it's within 3 tefachim of all the sides. It's not distinct as a separate thing from all the other ones, and therefore it ruins the whole paradigm, and you have a problem of klayim. Rav Asis disagrees. He says ein eruvu v'bitlas ashura. He says because it's a tefach from top to bottom, it looks distinct from all the other perimeters, and therefore if it's distinct from other perimeters, it's not a problem of klayim. Says the Gemara, Eisvel, ask you a question. We learned, Eisvel, Rashi, it says, Hanoiteya Shteshudas, if somebody has a field, he plants two rows of kishuyin, of cucumbers, next to each other, and then right after that he has shtei shudash of deluy and two rows of like pumpkin or gourd. Then he has shtei shudash of pulamitzi, another two rows of Egyptian beans. Mutter, you're allowed to have such a field. Why? Because it's because each row is made up of two rows, which is pretty wide and distinctive. Therefore, it doesn't look like there's any mingling going on between the cucumbers and the Egyptian beans and so on. Each one is apart from the other one. What about if it would have been shura acha shel kshuin, one row of cucumbers, the shura achlun, and one row of these gourds, the shura acha shel pulamitz, Egyptian bean, also forbidden. So what does he claim from here? That one tefach is not distinctive. And therefore, if you have one tefach of each, it looks like klein. So the same thing in our aruga. You have one tefach, it looks like klein. Says the Gemara, that's not a kash. He went as a kash and a vasi. How can he say that what? That one tefach is allowable because it's distinct and shows you it's not part of the rest. It says clearly here that one tefach wide is not good enough. Says the Gemara, no. You don't mean what I from that story there about the cucumbers and all that. You know why Shain Hacha is different? The Ika Shar Ocha, there are long branches, and the branches mix up with each other. And therefore, if it's two tefachim wide, then it's distinctive. But if one tefach, they branch out into the next row, and therefore it looks like, it appears to be klein. If somebody wants to fill an entire garden with vegetables, oise, what you do is like follows. He wants to have a whole bunch of different kinds of seeds, right? And you want to avoid klein. How do you do that? Oise, what you do is you make aruga, shisha, shisha, make 6x6. Va'oigu bochamisha, and make a circle within that square, make a circle of 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim. So therefore, you have on the ends a half a tefach on each side. Out of the 6 tefachim, you use the 5 tefachim. So you have a half a tefach on each side, plus you have all the corners. So va'oigu bochamisha, umemale karnesa, and you fill up all the sides. Komashi yitza. And you figure up on all the sides whatever you want. Whatever you want. So therefore, you can have 5 seeds in this particular manner. But I don't understand. For Ika, don't we have the issue here? The Beinah, we said there's only 2 tefachim between one patch and the next patch. And if you are going to plant on that area there, around, so you can have like, you know, the joining together. The less than 3 tefachim, says the Gemara, you misunderstood. I didn't mean that you should fill up that space that, like we said before, you should lie fallow. So what do you mean that you fill up? He didn't mean fill up the entire garden. He meant, except, you don't, no, the Gemara right now thought that the way Rashi learned a little differently, that you also fill up the borders around it, you know, the perimeter. So the Gemara said, no, I never meant you should fill up the perimeter. I meant you should fill up around that circle, but within the 6 tefachim patch. And that's what you do. Rab Ashi says, no, even in the perimeter you can do, im ha yezroyin seeds or eilev. If they were, let's say, the one side, let's say your side, it was planted in a vertical way, then plant the other seeds horizontal. So then it's very clear that everybody can tell this, that they're not part of each other, not blending, because they're growing in a very different way. Or eilev zoynish seed, if they're growing in horizontal, make them grow vertical. So therefore, it's possible to use, if you make that circle, it's possible, and everyone can tell by making that circle in the middle that is totally distinct from anything else around it, and therefore it separates everything around it from anything else, and therefore that's permitted. So Vin asked the Rashi question, Avoidas Yerek, be Yerek, Acha, he said, how do you, what's the shear of Avoida? That if you want to distance one patch from another, is Shisha Tvachim, 6 tefachim. You know, like Lidla Mishnah. You can, the maximum Lechayit it sounds, you can put is 5 seeds in an area of 6 tefachim. The Roy and Oysa, and we see it, Ketavle Merubas. And we see it, like a square. And you have like another 4 in the perimeter and then the 1 in the middle. It seems clearly from here, Ketavle Deshari, only if it's in a square shape is it permitted. Halav Hachi, but if not for that, also is forbidden. It is forbidden. Says the Gemara, so what are you telling Isaac with a circle and then allows you to, you know, to do another way by building, you know, planting one in a vertical way and the other one in a horizontal way. Says the Gemara, you missed the point. The Mishnah is talking about if you want to label something in Aruga, not just for Klaim's sake, but also there's other, within Klaim itself, there are other dinim that will not apply in the case of a circle, will only apply in the case of the Mishnah, which is 5 seeds in the 6 tefachim. How is that? Hosom la kuli ba kula chita. Amish is trying to give us another kula that when is a chashuv only if it's a perfect square of 6 tefachim. not if it's a circle of five tefachim. And what is that which heter? Lahatir reish toir hayotze himena. We learned before that there's no din of reish toir by the patch. No, reish toir is if the end of the patch grows into another patch or another field. Is there a concept called reish toir? We say, oh, it's quite obvious it's coming from the patch, it's not part of the field. So before we had the Gemara, Rabbi Yechida said that no, that it's not choshev enough to be considered a reish toir, only worked by big fields. Now he's saying no. He's saying that Rav Ashi is saying that he believes that the reason why Mishnah talked about five seeds in a square rather than talking about a circle where you can achieve the same thing is that because there's another din about it. In order to have this din of Rosh Toir, and our Mishnah hold that Rosh Toir does work by a small plot of land, as long as it's a square of six tefachim by six tefachim, that is sufficiently large to say that it is chashuv. And therefore, this din of Rosh Toir applies there as well. That more or less concludes the laws of Kalayim.